Simon Mem Zayin Sif Hey. Birchas Torah Asher Kiddushono B'Mitzvah Sov V'Tzivano Al Divrei Torah. So the language of the Shulchan Aruch is Al Divrei Torah. If you look at the Ber HaGoyla on the side, it says because of a rush, but Torah Sheyesh Amrim Lasuk B'Divrei Torah V'Chino Nusuk Ashkenaz U Polanya. So I guess Polanya means, well, I don't know where Polanya means. Anyway, but Vaharav Noah, Vasher Bacharbon. So those are the brachas. So that's the Mishabura. So Kotn Ches, Al Divrei Torah, Uminig Midin, Seno Lermer, Lasig Midivrei Torah. Fine. New point. Ger Yachal Lermer, Birchas Asher Bacharbon. We can say Asher Bacharbon, Mikolamim, and also Lona was Torah Soy, because even though he wasn't part of, you know, he wasn't given to him intrinsically as part of Klai Yisrael, now he's part of Klai Yisrael, and Klai Yisrael received the Torah. Now, Vaharav not. So the Dr. Mishabura, Sivkotin Tez, the B'yesh Medat came with Lahosif B'tzetzoe, Tzetzoeinu. So you say Anachnu B'tzetzoeinu, and some add B'tzetzoe, Tzetzoeinu. So why do we say, what's this? Anachnu was us, Tzetzoeinu, those who came out of us, that's the next generation, that's our children. Tzetzoeinu would be our grandchildren. Why is it important to mention? Because the Chazal say, Kikol Mishu, Tamakochim, Uvanoi, Uben Benoi, Taminichachomim, you have three generations of Taminichachomim, Shuv, Eina, Tarma, Pesekas, Mizara, Shedemer, or Yumushu, Mipichom, Pizarachom, Pizera, Zarachom. So Chazal Darshan, if you have three generations, then the Torah is maintained in that family. Okay, so therefore they stress with tzetzoein in order to make sure that we're mentioning three generations. That the Magen Avraham main tzarich l'kachki b'chal tzetzoein who gam came b'nei bonim. Tzetzoein doesn't mean only those who came out directly out of us, but it means all of the ones who come from us, which includes the many generations beyond our descendants. Okay. Vasher b'chal bonim. Cotton knew it. So the Mishabura over here is like a Moshe Shmuz. Mitomiti atfilas ava aim shkura b'fiim lispella b'neim shield to lem the Torah b'tzadikim abali midas tibus. We should constantly daven for our children. V'chavim oid b'birchas ava rabba b'birchas atara b'shosh armin b'niya anachlu b'tzetzoeinu. We should have in mind when we talk about the places where we mention in Tefillah that it should go to our children also. We should focus very much on those points. So we understand that means that I want that it should go to my children, that all of my efforts shouldn't end by me. Efforts of developing Torah and mitzvahs should continue on to the generations to come. Fine. Siv Vov. Omer Viharev No. We say Viharev with a Im Vov, with a Vov. Hagov Yeshamrim Beloy Vov. Harev No. Not Viharev No, but without the Vov. Harev No. Vichay Nogu, the Ramah says that the minig is to say without a Vov. That's a Rambam. I will tell you, Yeshua Tablomer Bivov, but even though that is the Minig and the Ramah in the Tshuva writes about, you know, that he undertook to record the Minhagim. He doesn't necessarily agree with the Minhagim, but he undertook to, you know, to create the fact that is the Minig, he felt it was important enough that we should document that. But, so he says there are nuances in his language that some languages he uses means when he says noigim loymar, that means that's something which he's endorsing. Nogo means that's what they did. You know, noigim, this is essentially saying this is what is like the ongoing minute to do. Nogo, so over here he says it explicitly, but it's even the case if he doesn't say it explicitly, he's not necessarily endorsing it, but the fact that he records it. But he said the thing over here that it would be proper, even though the minute is to say it without a vav, it would be proper to say it with a vav. Okay, so what's this vav issue? What's the issue? Mishabura says, what's the issue? Sivkat Yod Aleph. with the Vav. The Baruch Achasi, because we want to stress that Asher Kiddusham Tzav Tzivonu Al Divrei Torah, or Lasi with Divrei Torah, and Veharav Noah, it's not two separate brachas. Many times you have, well, you have one bracha, and then you have the next bracha, which is samach to it. So we could have understood that there's a bracha of Asher Kiddusham Tzav Tzivonu Lasi with Divrei Torah, and the bracha number one. A new bracha which starts with Vaharev Noah and ends with Baruch Atah Hashem Hamamei Torah Lamo Yisrael. And then the third bracha is Asher Baruch Rabbanu. So there are three brachas in Baruch Atah. And the Mishnah Berurah, if you recall back in Siman Mem Vav, when he went through the calculation of the 100 brachas in a day, he did mention Mesholosh brachas Al Torah, according to the minig that the Rambam mentions, that you say Harav Noah without a Vav. That in the case, it's not one bracha, and it's really there are three brachas in the Al Torah. What he's saying over here, that we say it with a Vav, to tell you that it's not three brachas, it's only two. And Asher Kishab and Vaharav are only one bracha. All one bracha. The bracha hazi, the law is a bracha with Neyatz, and the law is a Pesachas with Baruch. Now, so how do we know it's one long bracha? Maybe it's two separate brachas. So, well, should start with the, if it's two separate brachas, it should start with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Says no, maybe it's a smucha lechaverta. What the fact that it doesn't start with a bracha doesn't prove it's not a separate bracha. Berachas Kriyas Shema. First bracha starts Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Yitzor Vareicha Yishech. The second bracha starts Avraham Avinu. Doesn't start with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Teretz is a smucha lechaverta. Vavu gav the smucha lechaverta. He. Okay, so maybe it's really two separate brachas, but it's relying on the first bracha. The answer is because Malcolm Kima and the brachas Kitzara saying Havelu Liptoch BeBaruch. So there's a Reino Tam in Tosis and Ksubis. Reino Tam says that the Chazal would not use a bracha. They would not be masmach a bracha to a bracha. Simcha lechaverta to a bracha ksara, because it wouldn't be clear where the bracha ends. Or it's by a bracha rucha. If the first bracha is a bracha rucha, which means it starts with the baruch and ends with the baruch, so I start with yitzor v'richoshech, bracha Hashem yitzam arayz. Avraham, but it's very clearly a new bracha. Bracha Hashem lekenu malach olam shakoni abe v'roi ve'harav no. How do I know where the bracha ends and where's like? It wouldn't be. It's a very not since it just has a bracha ksara, just has the bracha Hashem lekenu malach olam pekach ivrim. So I don't know if I'm going to be master something to that. It's going to be where is one start one end? It wouldn't be clear. So therefore, Chazal, we're not masvich a bracha smuchel chaverta and a bracha ksara. So that's why the Ben Tam says that in Sheva brachas. So the first bracha is shakol baral dekvoda. Second bracha is yotzer hodam. Third bracha is hashem yotzer hodam b'tzamoy b'tzam lusan. So b'tzam ben behind. Ah, bracha hashem yotzer hodam. The next one is. Right, so to see, so segelo akara, it's a smucha lechaverta. So he says, why do we wake up in bracha number 4 and make it a smucha lechaverta? Right, and the next one is semeth nuzach, it's a smucha lechaverta. So the last one is asher bora. So Tosfos says that the reason why asher bora is not smucha lechaverta, even though it could be, is because the lacha is that asher the bracha of asher bora, that whole bracha. Actually, can be said not as part of Shev Brachas. When is that? In the case where you don't have a minion, you only have a mezumin, in honor of the Salachas, you don't say Shev Brachas, but you say the last bracha of a Shabura. So that stands on its own. So once since it stands on its own, with its own nusuk, we made it a separate bracha always. But the first five, the last one is there's six plus break break often, right? But the first five of the Sheva brachas, so 1, 2, and 3 are their own brachas, and 4 and 5 are smuchel chaberta. So Ben Tam says because number 1 is shakol baral lechvaydoi. So what would you say? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam shakol baral lechvaydoi. Asher yatzar so yatzer haadam. Baruch Atah Hashem yatzer haadam. I wouldn't know where the bracha starts and where it ends. Right? So I need to say Shakol Baruch L'Chvodoi, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Yotzer HaAdam, and then the third bracha says Asher Yatzar Adam Betzamoi Betzamnu Sotni Soi Sotni Ariad. Then it ends with Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaAdam, and then the next one is clearly distinct because it starts with Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaAdam a second time. So that's the best Rabbeinu Tam's rule. You don't make a simukal chaverta on a bracha ksor. So there's a, the Mishnah Berura. So over here, it's a bracha achas, because had it been two separate brachas, we couldn't have had a vahar of noah be somach lut to the bracha of sheikh somach sivon lasak with the retara. That's a bracha ksor. You know, brachas b'abdolos she'paisachos b'boracha b'shein smuchos kima shein ksoris. Now, one place, by the way, which is interesting, but the Paisim do say that this word of Tam is not definitive in the sense that you can't make a Tzuchel Chaverta. So for Tfilas Haderech, it's preferred in Halacha, you should make a Tzuchel Chaverta. It starts with the Hirots and Shetan Lechen and Shalom, etc. It's better to make a Tzuchel Chaverta. So you go to the bathroom, that's a Bracha Rucha. Starts with the Shagat Tzar, ends with Baruch Atah Hashem, Rafei Chol Basar Mefilah Asois, Hirots, and Shetel Lechen L'Shalom. Alamichya. What about being Masnich at the Brain of Fashers? It's Baruch Ksar. That's fine. Poison said that's fine. Because over there it's clearly distinct. In the sense of Brain of Fashers is a distinct separate Baruch, which is always said separately. So if they don't accept this, they don't accept the Yisrael of the Brain of Tam, totally. He holds it's impossible to be Masnich and Chaverta on a Baruch Ksar. The person do not seem to accept that totally. You know, we don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Berei Pri HaGofen, Berei Menei B'Samim, Berei Marei Ha'esh. That's not the bracha. That'd be strange, right? You know. Well, the answer is because sometimes you say Berei Pri HaGofen without the other ones. You say Berei B'Samim without Berei Pri HaGofen or without. We say all of them, each one can be said separately. But over here, it always goes together. So maybe it could be, you know, so that's why they're separate. But maybe you could be Masim to Baruch HaKsara in general. So that's the two opinions. So Yesharim holds that you say Harav Nob without a vote because it's two separate brachas. But the Ramah says it's better to say it with a vote. Yeshutayim Yud Beis. Ki Bezei Yutzani, they call Deis. Saying with a vav doesn't, it just basically avoids the issue. Because Mona Shachim, it's one bracha, so you said Vaharav, no, like you're supposed to. I mean, two separate brachas. You said Vaharav, no. You said a vav, okay, doesn't make it any worse. But I'll term below vav, havi harav no bracha bifnei atzma, havi hefsik, lo tzedei shesir lo bracha achasi. If you say without a vav, so, we say without a vav, so the one who holds that is considered one bracha, it doesn't seem like you've not connected it properly. And whereas the opinion holds two, see, the extra vav doesn't make a difference one way or the other. Now what do you do? So that's very nice, we've solved that problem. What the person says out loud, do you answer Amen or not? Well, it's one bracha. You don't answer Amen in a bracha. Two brachas, you should answer Amen. So according to the Rambam, that you say without a vav, you should answer Amen over there. Yesterday has been a chronim. Baruch Adam Sadim Shalol Anasomein. Menachem Shivarech Mavarech Brochazu Belachas. The eighth is that a person should say it quietly. So if I'm saying it to myself, I have no reason to say it out loud. So I should say it quietly and not get involved. Make you give you the problem. I mean, might see you. There's Shavuos morning. I can't say it quietly. So the mice we pass it. You don't say it. I mean.
So that's why when. Say Birchas HaShachar in the minyan, they don't start with Birchas HaTorah because of this very issue?
Correct. Okay. Zion, or at least that's what I think. I've thought that to myself. I haven't seen it written down anywhere, but that's what I thought to myself. Okay. Zion. Birchas Avos Olam or Abba Rabba, which is the Nusach Sard is Avos Olam, the Shalchash is Abba Rabba. The bracha of the second of the Birchas Kriya Shema in the morning is Pateras Birchas Atara Im Lomad Miyad Bli Hefsik. Okay, so I want to do the following. I want to read Zion Ches and Tes, and then we'll see the Mishaburas. And I want to read them out of order. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch didn't ask me. Okay, let's do Tes first. Yesharim Shim Hivsi Ben Birchas Atar Lelimudo Ein Bekaklu. So, a person says Birchas Atar in the morning, and he doesn't learn right away. So normally birchas and mitzvahs, you gotta learn about it. You can't person makes a bracha to take the lulav, and then he says, you know, and starts talking to the guy next to him, or he starts doing something else, and then he takes the lulav. It's too late, buddy. You can't be ma'asik between the bracha and the mitzvah. But some say, but by birchas atara, that's not true. It's not a problem. And Mishabura will discuss why, because the bracha is on the general act of learning the whole day, as opposed to most birchas and mitzvahs, which are just in the immediate moments. It's on the general act of learning the whole day, which you never really miss a das of learning. So that's they hold that sufficient. So it comes out that Birchas HaTorah is unique amongst Birchas HaMitzvahs. However, Anochin Shalom Hafsik Beneim, again, I'm doing Sif test first. It's proper not to be Mafsik. And that's why we have a minig to say Parshas, the Parsha Birchas Kahanim. But this Yesharim hold, it's not really necessary. So we're assuming for argument's sake that there's a good halachic argument that a person says Birchas Atar in the morning, Asher Bocha Rabbanu Kolamim and Asalam Asar Vesoy Birchas Hashem Asen Atara, and he starts saying Elokai Neshama, he starts saying Birchas Hashachar, he starts doing something else. It's not a problem. Now, if a person didn't say Birchas Atar, he can be yotze with the second bracha Birchas Kriya Shema, and that Zoktiv Zayin Birchas Avos Olam Pateras Birchas Atara Im Lamed Miyab and Bli Hefsek. But there this is not true. There you must learn after the bracha. Why is that? Because since that wasn't it wasn't instituted to be a Birchas Atara, but we're saying that since it covers the top of the Birchas Atara, it can be used for Birchas Atara, you have to do it in such a way that it's clear that you're doing it for Birchas Atara purposes. How do you do that? By learning immediately afterwards. Okay. Now, comes Sifchas and says, V'yeshi stafik im sagi b'kara kriyashma somach lo miyad b'li hefzik. Well, you say, ha'b'chibra m'yisul b'yavo sh'ma yisul shem l'kenu shem echod, right? You know, so you learn right away. Well, I'm not so sure about that. Because you're not saying that for the purpose of lima, you're saying that for the purpose of tefillah. L'chein yeshi zor l'vorek b'chaz tara k'nam avasolam. Therefore, relying on b'chaz avarabah is not a great idea, because could be you're not going to be yotze with that. So what do? You have to learn right away. Well, I can't learn right away. I have to say Shema right away. So Mishnah Berurah will bring from the Levush that you sort of get a grace period till after Shemoneh Esrei. But if you don't sit down right after Shemoneh Esrei and learn, or right after davening and learn, so then you lost Birchas Kriya Shema counting, Birchas Abba Rabba counting as Birchas Atar.
But it wouldn't be considered a Bracha Levatala because it's still part of Kriya Shema.
Correct, but you haven't fulfilled your obligation of Birchas Atar. Okay, so you see why the order I would have put written Tess, Ches, Zion almost, but Shulchan Aruch didn't ask me. Okay, let's see Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah will do in the order that they're written. So Yud Gimel Avasarlam, and look at Avasarlam, the Fima Shapos, Simon Sama Sefalif, Abar Moshom Armim Avarabah Beshacharis. Okay, so whatever the Nusach is Avasarlam, Avarabah, whatever you say. The bracha of Birchas Abba Salam in nighttime will also be sufficient for Birchas Atara. The Zil Basar Taima, because the logic is this is a bracha niskan on the mitzvah, the fact that Hashem gave Torah to Klal Yisrael. Okay, so what's the relevance? I mean, you said Birchas Torah in the morning, you're not going to wait till, 9 o'clock at night and say, oh, Abba Rabba, Abba Zaylam now. What does that mean? Well, it's relevant in the following. Nafkamina linyan im over v'yoshin shinas keva al mitosu kaidim. You went, the person's not supposed to go to sleep before Ma'ariv. If he did, and he slept the shinas keva, says considered a half second, he needs to make a new Birchas Torah. So he gets up, comes home at 7 o'clock at night, says, I'm so tired. and he lies down for an hour and goes to Maariv. So in that point in time, so that's considered a hefsik. So now the we don't consider it a hefsik, and we don't make another bracha. But so since it's a suffix, we're not going to do it again. But if I have a solution, I should use the solution. What's the solution? Have in mind when I say Avar Abba or Avar Salam. Okay. So that's one application of this halacha. Another application of where you would have this would be is a the Paiskim suggests a case of Bachar turns bar mitzvah. So then he turns mitzvah at nighttime. So he said Brichas Torah in the morning. He was a cultist, only Chayiv in Rabbanan. Brichas HaTorah is one of the mitzvahs of Chayiv Deraisa. He said before it's a bracha Deraisa. So he comes to Maariv. He's now a gadol. He's Chayiv Deraisa. So can't his bracha that he said in the morning, he was a cotton, fulfill his obligation of saying Brichas HaTorah for this night time? So it's questionable. So what's the solution? He should have in mind when he says Avos Arlam by Maariv, to have in mind to be Moitzi his key of a Brichas HaTorah. That was a suggestion that Rosh Hashanah Zalman suggested to do that. So he would have to have in mind to be Moitzi it. So they asked the most additional. He brings this discussion. It's a famous, yeshivisha chumra, right? So they asked Yasha. Let's say the person in the bracha didn't think to have in mind to be yotze by Avar Rav. Avasar the Maariv. Nothing's going on. It's his first, the night of his bar mitzvah. He's not necessarily focusing on that. So Rabbi Yasha said, you wouldn't go back and say Brichas HaTorah. He says, I don't know if he's a gadol. Who said he brought? Hey, who said he had chesaros? Now, theoretically, the boy himself knows that he did, but the average bar mitzvah bacher, many of them, we have no reason to believe that they brought chesaros right at that point. And he brings from Chaim Kanievsky. The Chaim Kanievsky just disagrees with the whole premise of this whole thing, and the bracha you said in the morning will work for the night time, even though you became a bar mitzvah in between. Fine.
What would he hold if you fell asleep during the day?
Then you would have this issue. I imagine he shows it to there's a Mordechai. The Mordechai says that the dinner of Tosefer Shabbos. Tosefer Shabbos is a chiyuv d'oraisa of the Mosif Shabbos. How much of the shiur Tosefer Shabbos? Tosefer says it's a zman. So first of all, you have shkia. You have to obviously stop slightly before shkia because you're not sure exactly when shkia is. That's not called Tosefer. That's called being machmer on a sofik. And then you're besides that, you're Mosif amount of time, which is nicker, which the person assumes is like three, four minutes is sufficient. So we have Shkia, we're fairly certain around when Shkia is at 6 o'clock. You really stop doing Malacha at 5:58. You're not going to really stop before that. But at 5:58, it's like, you can't, First of all, when it says in the thing 6 o'clock, people think that this thing is like, these people are, it says it's Shkia is at 6 o'clock and 47 seconds. That's assuming... A certain amount of atmospheric conditions, barometric pressure, and dew points, because there's refraction due to the amount of moisture in the air, and the amount of pressure also affects the refraction of the light. So, assuming what's considered standard barometric pressure and standard amount of moisture, that's exactly when it's going to be. So it's always off a little bit.
My wife's a meteorologist. She's going to love this.
Right? So, for example, when people, they want to down Vesikin, so they, you know, they're very careful. It says on the thing, you know, that it's a, you know, it's you know, the sunrise is at, you know, it's 7:13 and 13 seconds. So they search Manasseh exactly at 13 seconds. Unless you went that morning and got a real reading of the barometric pressure and the dew points, it's not necessarily going to be correct. So
it depends on the location.
I was saying you have your, they gave you one and they gave you your exact.
They don't give it by the location.
Yes, they do. You can get nowadays.
It's some spring.
No. You can get. I can give them my address, and they will give me the exact coordinates of this address. They will do that for me nowadays, based on elevation and address. It's still not perfect.
So then, what is considered
Vesikin?
Yeah.
So the Chazanish says Vesikin doesn't have to be exact.
How much leeway?
He gives the leeway of a few. Actually, he actually holds a leeway of up to a few minutes. Yeah. You know. The main thing is that Shema should be clearly said before sunrise. Predecessor should be said after sunrise. And you have leeway in between. That's what Chazon Ish holds. Not everybody likes that. But okay, so I'm coming to sunset every Shabbos. Well, it says exactly, you know, I have, you can't go down to the wire because you don't know what the reality is, you know. So good. So that's not Tosefta Shabbos. So what's Tosefta Shabbos? You know, you're going to give yourself 2 or 3 minutes because of that. And then you're going to give yourself extra time as Man Nikr, which we assume the Pesukim is 3 or 4 minutes. So if Shkia is called for 6:01 and 37 seconds, so by 5:56 you're going to stop doing Malacha. Right? I make early Shabbos. Shkia is in the summertime, Shkia is whatever, and I make early Shabbos. And I add an hour and a half before. What's that then? So the Mechalik is the Pesukim, that din of Tosefta Shabbos, that's a din deraisa. Tosefta Shabbos is deraisa. Is the rest of the time also called deraisa, or is that's only din derabbanan? So the Mordechai assumes it's only derabbanan. So Mordechai says, I have a big problem. There's a chi of deraisa, I mean deraisa, and say Kiddush, Zachar, Mashabbos, the Kacher. I make early Shabbos, and I say Kiddush on my kais, Erev Shabbos. How am I yet to my din of Kiddush? It's not Shabbos yet. It's only Shabbos derabbanan. She says, no problem. At the Rabbanu, you might see the Raisa. Where do you find that? He brings, because you see certain cases that we allow to cut, and we might see a Godel, etc. So he learns that there are cases where a bracha of a cut of a Rabbanu, we might see a bracha of a Raisa, and his moshul is a cut being might see a Godel. So the person shall sue. So here my cut got up in the morning and said, Birchas of Torah, and he's might see the Godel, whose chai made a Raisa later on. They shall sue that Mordechai. So I'm not telling you, it was, you know, Vesikin for no reason. It's connected over here. Yeah. Okay. So, the Vesikin Minyan in Baltimore, there's a meteorologist who's part of the Minyan, and he takes a reading every single morning, and he sets. So he comes in, and again, it might have changed within the, you know, the time davening started, but he walks in, and he sets the time based on the reading. Every single morning he sets, you know, you have a basic time. He sets the time, not based on the calendar, but based on his reading of that morning.
Is this the shul on Glen Avenue?
On Glen Avenue, yeah. So that's
wow.
That's the way to do it, you know. I don't have that level of knowledge to be able to do that. I know that there's an issue. I don't know how to make the calculations. And he does a reading every single morning. He comes in, he walks in and sets the time, and everybody follows that.
So is there a derisa to Tosefta Shabbos on both ends?
Yes. Now, by the way, there's a Rambam. The Rambam says that the whole problem is initial. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Kiddush is to be Mekadosh Shabbos with the worm, Samach L'Kenisosa. That's his language. So Samach L'Kenisosa, some say, means he could even mean beforehand. Rashi, thank you. You've created this wonderful thing called Shabbos, which is about to start. So it could be that's enough anyway. Okay, let's get back to Birchas HaTorah. You want to be here to Birchas HaTorah over here. Pateris. So Birchas Ava Rab and Ava Salem work for Birchas HaTorah. Sheyesh Bezami in Birchas HaTorah. It has in it the thank you for the idea of Torah, and it has the Bakasha of the same B'Levein Olim Olamed Lishman V'Lasus L'Kayim. Okay. Now, L'Chara Mashma Minasosim Mashla Filo L'Kivin Be'ez Birchas Abracha Lifter Rezab Birchas HaTorah Sagi Vanir Elocha. It sounds like over here you can be answered with it. Didn't say that with the condition that you had in mind specifically for that purpose. That's good enough, just saying it. Okay. Then he sends it to the Berloch. The Berloch over here says, In the Maskal Pateris, Dibra brings over there that if he knows for sure that he wasn't Mechavin, or he didn't realize that he said that he didn't say Birchas Har this morning until later on, it doesn't work. It's, you have to have at least intent for the purpose, or at least awareness that this is needed for that purpose. But just to use it minestam, you can't. He discusses that Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay. Tezvov, Imlamed, Birchas Abba Rabba, Kimin the Niskan, Hikrim the Kriya Shema, Lemiskazi Lashem Birchas Atara, Elabashana Miyad. It wasn't Niskan for the purpose of Birchas Atara, Niskan is part of Birchas Kriya Shema. So it only gets it in Birchas Atara if you indicate that by learning. Because of Lavush, Shavim Ispalo, Vasayma Tvila, and Nikras Ahefse, Kimin Shachar Kach Lama Miyad. But you can't learn right away, it means you'll finish through Shemoneh Esrei, at least, possibly even according to me, even to the end of davening, and then sit down and learn. Amiyad. So, how much you have to learn? I feel ma'at l'shem mitzvah limud. Well, shuv lo yitzdarak levar kolos ayam. I feel a hifsik v'amid v'chazal limud. I'll dare she's barv l'kamam b'rechazat Torah. So, once you learn a little bit right away, then you can go do whatever you're doing and come back to learn later on. Yud zayin b'yeshis topic. We did the Sif Zayin Ches and Tes straight. Now we're going to go do the Mishnah Berurah. The Yesh Lo Emar, the Kriyishma, Havi Rak, Kedivrei Tefila, Kimashena Oymer Zel, L'Shem Limud. You're not saying Shema for the purpose of learning. You're saying it for the purpose of Kabbalah Zobach Shemayim, etc. So I'm not sure. Vayberg Bir Grosh Achiyach, but Pshitos, the ain't Kriyishma Moyolas. It doesn't work. Akha Matsasa Gam came to several Yerab, Shema Hebim, and Kedim Mahar, but Pesachim, and Pesachim, and Lachod, you're not yet to a Shema. Venir, the Kara Kriyishma, the Achazman Kriyishma. However, let's say you daven late. So you're not Yotzei Kriyat Shema now, so what are you doing? You're learning. So then, Davi Kikar B'Tara, after the Kliyama, in Sarach Lashu Lavorach, Filim L'Lamanach V'Kach Miyad. Because over there, the reason why why are you saying Kriyat Shema in that situation? It's too late. So the reason why you're saying was because there's a Yerushalmi which says that it's proper to be Oymed B'Tfila Mitrach Divrei Torah. So Krishma counts as your Divrei Torah, that you should be Oymed B'Tfilah Mitrach Divrei Torah. Okay, so, I just tell you, the purpose of this is to be Divrei Torah. Okay, so, no, you're not yours, because it's not Divrei Torah. You just tell me it is Divrei Torah. That's why I'm saying it, even though I read it Saturday after the Zman, because you need to be Oymed B'Tfilah Mitrach Divrei Torah. Now, an application of this would be the flip side, you daven Marav early. So, with that Krishma, you're not yours to Krishma with that Krishma, it's too early. So what are you saying it for? Because you're supposed to be Oymed by... So Tosis and Brachon Zabbe says, because Yerushalmi says, you're supposed to be Oymed with Tefilas Arvis, with Tefilas Torah of Shema. Okay, so good. So then it counts as Limud HaTorah. So you can be Yotze with that Avos Oylem by Marav. Will be Yotze, you did a Birchas HaTorah, because you said Shema, not L'Shem Tefilah, but L'Shem Limud. Therefore he says, yes, he's Zoyer, it's best not to rely on Abba Rabba and say Birchas Har in the morning. Yes, he's Zoyer, the Shema Yishkach Luma, the take of Lachar Tfila, don't rely on Kriyashma, which then you'd have to, that's not enough, you're going to have to, or Birchas Kriyashma, because you have to daven, you know, after Shemoneh Esrei, you have to sit and learn, you're going to forget, so remember to say Birchas Har. Now, Birchas Har itself, what's the Lachar? You test. Shem Hipsik. So some say, even if you said Birchas Torah, you do not learn anything immediately, you still don't say. Time of the Dafka Ba'avar Rabba, to loy havi ikr bracha le Birchas Torah. Over there, also in a part of Elim Kain, Laman Miyad. Over there, you have to learn right away. But he has it. Our Birchas Torah, Pateres Kol Yom, Filo Lalam Ad Archet Filo Shachris Ad Chatsi Yom. You said Birchas Torah, didn't learn a word. You learn 6 hours later, no problem. Just by the way, Okay. Well, l'adam the whole bracha she'asil hasi ben a bracha l'mitzvah. Brachas and mitzvahs in general, you can't interrupt between the bracha and the mitzvah, because it's called siman reish vav. The mitzvah lagers yom b'layla can l'olam leka hesek adas. The pshat is the bracha is on the tzivui to learn, and that's incumbent upon you every moment of the day. You're always thinking about that. We call now is you have an app playing in the background. I have to learn. I have to learn. I have to learn. I have to learn. And I get a set of bracha to kodesh bracha for giving me the command to learn. So that's what the bracha is on, and that's what I'm doing. I'm thinking about that. My responsibility to learn. That's what they hold. Now that's the Yesharman. So the Mishnah Rabbah Chaim Cholkim al Machaber the Hiskim Masam Adasi Yesharman Bezeh. They disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. The Lakasa Machaber Rak VaHanoch and the Shulchan Aruch does not commit to disagree with this opinion. He just says it's proper to say Psukim. They say that's not true. It's not just proper. You must say psukim. The din birchas atzarah k'mo b'chol birchas amitzus. In the hand of the tzarah l'asher l'vorach im hisik tekev achar bracha. Avim yudei b'birchas l'hisik seir taito. I have an apple and I say bracha doshem l'kedem alcholam rapio eitz. And I think, wow, beautiful apple. Yaakov, look at this beautiful apple. I'm not being maseir das on the apple, but I spoke in between. I wasn't Maseir Das. I don't care what Maseir Das, but you spoke. You had to say the bracha again. So same thing over here. You weren't Maseir Das. Beautiful. You spoke. So they hold that's not true. The kimel hiskol dayan b'mitzvah ein lo achakach ma'alochel. It's not chal later on. V'chein hiskol pirchadosh v'grov v'chein hitel chayad ma'alochel. Become welcome nearly the key of the yesh person serving the ain circle lots of the vorech. But some say you don't go back. So what do you do? You're to have a marriage, Lord Shem's a brick of the Torah, she have an account because of a rabba, or some say they brick of the Torah, we human me out, take a back or she seem to loss. So the case where you're mafsik, so according to the grua, you have to go back. According to the Pirim Chodesh and the Chayim, you have to go back and repeat brick of the Torah. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to go back. So what do? You have in mind by Avarabba. You say the parsha. Hatam b'shlosh psukim. Why these three psukim? Shavuot zol sadar kederach hakar b'Torah. You want to say over something which is like a full thought of the Torah. Not to elo shlosh b'shum sheish ben bracha. These three are very nice psukim. Mutar lomer afil kadam or a berker. The rikish amir lesser oz lomer oil psukim mitam shein and sis kapayim b'layla. The zeino the time alima on armor masam alomi tam and sis kapayim. We're not saying it because this is like we're giving a blessing to Klal Yisrael. Well, you can't give blessings to Klal Yisrael. You don't do sis kapayim b'layla. I'm saying it because they're nice psukim. To say, we just like, that's it. Birchas Kahanim, Chavalev, and Noigal Lermer Gamkin El Dorm Shalem Shir, Shemishna, Umemra El Dorm Shalem, Michel Parasalem, Kale Kai Mikra, Mishna Gomorrah. So, our meaning is we say all three parts of the Torah immediately to be yards to all different types of limbo. Okay, let's do the Sif Yud, and we'll leave the Mishnah Berurah maybe. Sif Yud, Im Hivzik Mi Lomoid. So, you said Birchas Torah, you sat down and learned. And you stop learning. You went out to work. So like a person makes a bracha on an apple. Goes out, comes back 3 hours later, says, I made a bracha on an apple earlier. No, you're involved with something else. You're Maseir Das, new bracha on the apple. So I learned. I come back 5 hours later, new bracha on my learning. Right? No. Since you're planning to come back, because you always plan to come back to learn, it's not considered hefsik. So you went to the bathroom, you can't learn in the bathroom. You can't learn in the merchot. You're not learning while you're sleeping. But since you're always planning to come back, therefore, it's not considered a hefsik. Now, he'll say in the next sif that's only a shena shinas aroy. Shinas kava is a hefsik. The Mishnah Berurah will grapple with this language of, so a person who normally comes back every day, fine, so I understand, he knows, that's his plan, every day morning he gets up, he learns, he goes out to work, he comes back, lunchtime, and he has a shiur every day. Good, so he wasn't going to say he planned on it. One guy never learns, the guy pushing never opens his zefer. One day he has a b'shagas to open his zefer, like, b'shagas. So what's his bracha? Oh, I planned. I wasn't Maseir Das. Really, you're Maseir Das. Of course, you're Maseir Das. So that's what Mishnah Berurah is going to grapple with. What?